Ladies and gentlemen, the show is about to begin.
Welcome to the Conversations with Eileen podcast. I'm your host, Eileen Guido. I'm a creative soul on a mission to motivate, connect, and build community. And I want to thank you for joining me on my quest of inspiring others one conversation at a time. Remember, click subscribe. That way you never miss an episode. Be sure to follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Conversations with Eileen and on Twitter at Convos with Eileen. This way, you'll have updates, behind-the-scenes news, information on local and national events, volunteer opportunities, and more. Welcome back to another episode of Conversations with Eileen. I'm your host, Eileen Guido. Hey guys, I hope you're doing well since the last episode. And thank you for your feedback, your comments on my social media pages, Instagram, Facebook. It's really appreciated, and I love the fact that we are connecting and engaging with each other. That is the goal here, and it's just great. I'm loving every moment of it, so thank you so much. Now, I was having a bit of trouble with regards to content and ideas and topics for this one. And like I said, I'm getting feedback on Facebook and mostly Instagram. And by the way, you can also leave me messages on the Anchor app. And Spotify actually has something new called the Green Room. I don't know if you guys have heard about it, but it is a new app and I'm still learning about it, so be patient with me. It is an app where you create these rooms and you can record on there, and the members in that group, somehow it gives a notification and it will allow you to call in or comment. I'll see the notification while I'm actually creating and recording the podcast. So I think that's pretty neat. Like I said, it's fairly new. I don't know much about it yet, but you know me, I love all things techie. And I will, you know, learn about this and give you more information as time goes on. Now, like I was saying, I was having a little bit of difficulty with regards to what topics and what am I going to do and just busy with work life, etc. And so that was weighing on me, like, oh gosh, I haven't done a podcast in about 2.5 weeks and I'm trying to be more consistent. And then I was going through old podcast episodes and blogs and, you know, getting information and things like that for social media posts. And I was like, oh, that's good. And, you know, first I had a difficult time with that, not as in the technical aspect of it, but the feelings of, oh, am I being authentic enough? Am I being a fraud? Because I'm going back and looking at all this stuff. And I just had to get over that, because I was actually extracting stuff. Sorry about that. For some reason, my Google was beeping in the background. I guess I must have said some code word, or she's secretly recording me for later on. I have no idea. Anyway, I digress. Getting back to the content creation of it all, I was thinking, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? Should I revisit past topics, past episodes, do a rebroadcast? And I've come up with a couple of things where, you know, I may not do a rebroadcast per se, but going back on past topics, giving an update or, you know, what my views are now, and along with your feedback on those past episodes, expand on that. And like I said, I was struggling because I'm like, is it authentic enough? You know, people are going to know that I'm going back and rehashing my stuff. And I was feeling really bad about that. And I just thought to myself, Eileen, why are you even feeling bad about this? This happens all the time. You know, you have original ideas and you put them out there and you go back and you somehow change the format a bit, tweak it, have a new vision on what you've had. And I decided, you know what, I'm going to stop feeling bad about that. And what helped me with that, oddly enough, was watching a movie.
In the Heights, which is, I love the movie, great movie. Thank you, Lin-Manuel Miranda, Anthony Ramos, and the rest of the absolute wonderful cast. It was great. I am a lover of musicals. Anyway, so I'm watching this movie, enjoying this movie, and of course, in the background, you know, just like a computer, I have 57 tabs open, and in the background, something's always running. So I'm watching this movie and then realized, wait a minute, this was a play first. This was a musical, you know, first. And it was a readaptation into film. Now, if they can do it, I can do that with podcast episodes, blog posts, poetry, and things like that. But of course, you know, I'm always, you know, the ever overthinker, which is so difficult sometimes. And I was thinking, oh my gosh, you know, are you sure, Aileen? Is that really going to work? And then I just thought about all the things that we consume and we see and we view and we hear. You know, you have albums when there used to be actual vinyl albums, but you know, when musicians, bands, and etc., greatest hits, the best of, and you know, all these productions, encore presentation, movies, TV shows, and then, like I was mentioning, the adaptations, books into movies, books into TV series, or plays, or into musicals, or musicals into movies, like I just mentioned, or movies into series. And what about everyone that branches out? You know, actors, actresses, ensemble casts that are on TV series that now have their own podcast. Heck, we even have former presidents and first ladies with their own podcasts. You have people who were TV hosts now have their own podcasts. Or people who were, you know, known for their speaking gigs. You know, the TEDx people now have podcasts of their own, or vice versa. You know, they go from one thing to another. So I'm thinking, why couldn't I do that? You know, what makes it off limits for me? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. The only thing that was stopping me from doing that, guess what? Hello, me. And I'm wondering, how many times does that even happen for you? You have this idea, you go through with it, you do it, and then you're like, I can't go back. I have to be super original with everything. Yeah, I love originality. But sometimes you go back, and I'm not a fan of going backwards, folks. Okay, you know that. But sometimes you go back to see how far you've come. And when you look at the things that you've done before, you're like, do I feel the same way about it? How can I improve on that? These are great things to do because you're always learning, right? I mean, what makes it more acceptable for someone else to do that? Why? Because they're a household name or because the industry is well known? In fact, it shouldn't be. And it's not. It isn't. You can do that too. Like I said, move forward, grow, improve. And when you look back, sometimes that review gives us a chance to develop a new process, a new skill, brings us to a whole new way of creating things and learning things. And you can bring new people in with their ideas and visions and just move forward with that, new perspectives. So stop limiting yourself. In a nutshell, yes, that's what I'm saying. Stop limiting yourself because you can go change a couple of things, come up with a new creation, and who the heck knows where that's going to lead you, right? Worst comes to worst, somebody says something that's like not positive, but you know what? Criticism is great when it's constructive, but when it's just downright mean, why even bother listening? Do what you love. Do what gets you in that, when you're in that zone of genius and you're happy and time seems to pass by and you learn more and you exchange ideas with other people. I mean, isn't that where we're all here? To connect and learn from each other? At least that's what I think so. That's what it should be, right? So stop limiting yourself. There are tons of people out there who are in your corner, be it friends, family, or even strangers. Because let me tell you, sometimes the strangers and people that you don't even know or don't know well are your biggest supporters, okay? So while you're out there doubting yourself, there are a lot more people that are inspired by you. So keep doing what you do. Keep doing what you do. Learn, expand, explore. It's a beautiful thing, people. All right, that's it for now. Be well, my friends. Until next time.
And as always, I want to thank you for joining me on my quest of inspiring others one conversation at a time. Now go out there, engage, encourage, and empower. If you found value in today's message, feel free to share my podcast. You can also take a screenshot, tag me at Conversations with Eileen, and share on your social media. Just a reminder, this is a listener-supported podcast. Any donations are greatly appreciated and help make a positive impact in our community.